Talking with Jack Ward, American Hereford Association, and the 2022 Steer Judge for Oklahoma Youth Expo. Glad to have you back, Jack, for this event. Tell me about what you saw this year.
Well, Ron, it didn't change much from previous years. It was incredible. It's always amazing, the quality of the cattle, the way they're presented, they're fed, just remarkable, and it's a pleasure. It's fun to work with the kids, the youth, and to sort through the cattle. Decisions are close and tight, but that's part of it. Competition, learning about competition and doing the right things, these kids are really learning some skills that are going to help them for a long, long time.
What's different, say, 5-10 years ago to today with the steers that you're looking at?
Ron, it's interesting you said that. I kind of made a comment a time or two over the last couple of days that my idea of the right kind of market steer hasn't really changed, honestly, for a fair number of years. I mean, there's some differences here, tweaks there. I think it's still incredibly important that they need to be sound in their structure. Their composition has to be right. They're market animals, right? Ultimately, they're market animals that we bring to a show. And so they've got to have those pieces, and combining those pieces all together is still where I like to see it. And I will tell you, I think that maybe the trend is a little bit shorter bodied, smaller frame cattle, a different kind of maturity pattern in general. I prefer to have them a little longer and have a little extension to them and yet keep that muscle and soundness to them. So it really hasn't changed. They're just making them better.
I guess what many, many years ago we had extremely tall cattle and we had a period of some very short cattle. We kind of came back to the middle, didn't we?
I think that's right, Ron. It's interesting. There was a time when I was younger, obviously, we were actually having that discussion down before the show started. Bob May, who has an incredible eye for show steers and cattle in general, and he and his family have been very, very successful in this business. We were chatting. I was telling him about a story when I was at the North American, and as a kid, we had some cattle there, our family did, and he was there actually fitting on some Kiania bulls and how tall and framey they were, and obviously we did make a move from that. I was sharing with him I was managing a farm, an Angus farm in Kentucky at the time, and we had a heifer that had been very successful showing. She was calf champion at the North American in Denver that year, and when I went to breed her as a yearling heifer, I had to get on a 5-gallon bucket to breed her, and frankly, I thought to myself, this is not right, and so we did moderate them a little bit. In the show steer world, we did go really hard on muscle and moderating them, and I think when we made that choice, we kind of fouled up their structure a little bit. We kind of swing a lot of different places, honestly, in this world, and those cattle were probably a little too quick and structurally weren't right, and I think you're right on. We've kind of changed and decided, we got to make them correct in the right amount of size and frame with the muscle, and so I really like where we are today on that.
The steers that you saw the last couple of days here at the OIE, this type of an animal that can produce the meat that we need, that the consumer is demanding?
There's no question. I mean, that's always a question, and I keep it in mind all the time, right? They got to have enough finish and look like they've been fed well enough to grade choice yet be the right kind of muscle shape and the right kind of composition to yield well. So it's a showcase, we do it here with handling them and taking a close look that way. In the real world, those buyers are looking at them at a feed yard or coming through a sale barn and not handling them. We all have the same endpoint here, and I think absolutely sending that kind of message is very important.